नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 So we're hearing about Lord Rishabhdev, the incarnation of the personality of Godhead, and how he was preaching to all the sages and his 100 sons. They'd all gathered at the holy place.
那么上节课讲到，人格神手的化身主 Rishabhadev 的事情，他现在向圣人们和他的100个儿子在传教。这些圣人们聚集在一个圣地。
Yeah, actually, Brahmavarta is at Kurukshetra.
叫
Brahmavarta. Yes, it's in Kurukshetra.
就在库鲁之野的Brahmavarta。
Yeah, so great sages, they'd all come there, and Lord Rishabhdev is preaching to his 100 sons and to all the brahmanas who are all there. He's instructing them, telling them that they have to be very careful not to get entangled in material activities.
证人们他们就齐聚一堂，主 Rishabhadev 在教导他们要小心，不要卷入物质活动当中。
Because if they become involved in material activities, then their heart will become entangled in the material energy. They'll become caught up and be difficult for them to get free.
如果他们卷入了物质活动当中，他们的心就卷入了物质能量，那他们就会被物质能量抓住，就不容易逃出去。
They have to, the material activities make a knot in the heart.
物质活动就在人们的内心就打了一个死结。
And that knot keeps us in the material energy.
而这个死结就让人让生物体紧紧地裹在物质能量当中。
So Lord Rishabhdev is encouraging them not to become attached, and he tells them they should not even become attached to the idea of liberation.
主 Rishabhdev 鼓励他们要不依附，甚至不要依附解脱的概念。
Because this concept of liberation is simply negation. It's simply negation that no, not this, not this. It's just simply stopping everything. But the Krishna conscious idea is to utilize everything for the service of the Supreme.
解脱呢，就是解脱的概念，就是一种否定，不是这个，不是这个。就是停止了一切，然而 Krishna 知觉呢，是将一切都运用于做服务。
So Lord Rishabhdev tells them they must carefully follow the instructions of the spiritual master.
主 Rishabhdev 就训诫他们要小心地遵守灵性导师的教导。
Don't just only study books, but follow the orders of the spiritual teacher.
不要仅仅在那里研习书籍，还要遵守灵性导师的训令。
We don't have to worry about trying to get mystic powers, or we don't have to worry about trying to get material prosperity.
我们不要在那里担心，要获得玄秘力量，也不要为得到物质繁荣而在那里冥思苦想。
Even liberated souls, even the people who get liberation, they have to also practice devotional service.
即便是解脱了的灵魂, 也修习奉爱服务。
And people who do yoga, they may give up the yoga, but they can never give up devotional service.
甚至那些修炼瑜伽的人, 他们也许可以放弃瑜伽, 但是永远不能放弃奉爱服务。
So if we're very serious about going back to Godhead, we have to depend on getting the mercy of the Supreme Lord.
如果我们认真的希望能够回归至尊人格神手的话, 就要依赖至尊主的仁慈。
We should take instructions from the spiritual teachers.
应该从灵性老师那里接受教导。
And we should avoid all kinds of material activities.
要避免一切物质的活动。
But just simply because of ignorance, materialistic people, they don't know anything about self-realization. They engage in all these sinful activities.
仅仅是出于愚昧，物质主义者，他们对于自我觉悟浑然无知，而在那里从事着罪恶活动。
To enjoy the senses, they make plans for their just for their sense gratification.
他们为了感官享乐，在那里为做着种种的计划。
And they just end up being there. Just create so much envy of each other. One person envies another.
结果他们彼此之间相互嫉妒。
So material world is full of people who are just envious of each other.
物质世界就充满了这种彼此相互嫉妒的人们。
Such people, they cannot see the future. They do not understand the temporary nature of the material body.
他们看不到未来，因为他们只是在那里与自物质躯体在认同着。
Just like a blind man doesn't see where he's walking, and because he's blind, he doesn't know where he's going. He suffers so much.
就像一个盲人，他不知道自己在往哪里走，因此他为此而感到受苦。
So materialistic people are like that. They're like blind people who just fall into the side of the road. They go off the road. They fall in the ditch.
物质主义者就像盲人一样，他们就偏离了正路，他们会跌到这个路边上的深渊沟里头。
So, if somebody actually knows the truth, then they should try to help such a person.
一个真正了解真理的人，他们会努力帮助这样的愚人。
Just like if somebody is blind and the other person has eyesight and can see, then the person with the eyes should help the blind person.
就像有盲人，但是旁边。 视力好的人会努力地去帮助那些看不见的盲人。
Then Rishabh gives a very powerful instruction. He said that we should not accept a disciple. One shouldn't become a spiritual master and accept a disciple if he cannot deliver him from birth and death.
接下来。 主Rishabh Dev又给出了一条强有力的训示：假设不能将门徒拯救出来，一个人不应当担当灵性导师。You
shouldn't become a father or a husband or a mother if you cannot deliver your dependent from birth and death.
倘若不能将依赖于自己的人拯救出生死轮回，人不应该成为父亲。 丈夫以及母亲。
So sometimes people have to give up the spiritual master because they see the spiritual master cannot help them, cannot save them from birth and death.
有时候人不得不放弃灵性导师，一位灵性导师，因为他们看出来这样的灵性导师不能将他们从生死轮回当中拯救出来。
Just like Bali Maharaj.Gave up his guru Sukracharya.
就像巴利大君巴利马哈拉放弃了他的 guru Sukracharya.
Sukracharya was telling Bali, "Don't give charity." When Lord Vamanadev came to get charity, Sukracharya was saying, "Don't give him. Don't give him."
当主 Vamanadev 前来寻求布施的时候 ，Sukracharya 就告诫巴利马哈拉的不要给他布施，不要给他布施。
So Sukracharya was not a pure devotee. Bali Maharaj understood it, so he gave up his guru.
Sukracharya 并非纯粹的奉献者，巴利马哈拉明白这一点，因此便放弃了他的 guru Sukracharya.
Because Bali Maharaj understood that if he is the supreme lord, then.He'll take it anyway. If I don't give it, he can take it. So better I give it.
巴利马哈拉者他明白，假设瓦曼纳对他真的是至尊主的话，他无论如何都会拿走的。那不如我就给他。
If I don't give him, he'll take it anyway. Yeah.
倘若我不给他，他最终也会想方设法的拿走。
So, same way, there was the Yajnapatnis, the wives of the Brahmins. Their husbands, the Brahmanas, were doing a yagya, and the cowherd boys came to beg charity from the Brahmanas, but the Brahmanas just ignored them.
还有Yagya Patni 的是逍遥，他们的丈夫，他们在那里做祭祀。当牧牛童们前来恳求一些布施的时候，他却遭到了拒绝。
Yeah, they came asking for food for Krishna and Balaram. They said Krishna and Balaram are nearby and they're hungry, and they knew the Brahmanas had a lot of food.So the Brahmanas just ignored them. They did pretend that they didn't hear them.
牧牛头们前来向这些祭司祈求乞讨一些食物，因为 Krishna Balarama 就在附近，他们感到饥肠辘辘，想要吃食物。可是这些婆罗门 Brahmana 他们不理牧牛头们，就好像没听见一样。
But when the cowherd boys went to the wives of the Brahmanas, when the wives of the Brahmanas heard that Krishna and Balaram were nearby, then they picked up all the food and they came running to give the food to Krishna and Balaram.
可是这些 Brahmana 的妻子们一听说 Krishna Balarama 在附近，马上就拿起食物就跑向 Krishna Balarama 的所在地。
So they were ready to give up their husbands for Krishna.
为了 Krishna, 他们准备连自己的丈夫也一同放弃。
And then another example was Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj was he's the son of Lord Rishabhdev, the eldest son, and he gave up his mother to serve Krishna.
另外一个例子是 Bharat Maharaj, 他是 Rishabhdev 的长子老大，但是为了服务 Krishna, 他放弃了他的母亲。
And Prahlad Maharaj, he went against his father for the service of Krishna.
Prahlad Maharaj 为了服务 Krishna 违背了自己的父亲。
So you can see many examples. If our superior is not able to save us from birth and death, then there's no need to follow him or to accept their authority.
所以这些都是活生生的例子。如果一旦长辈不能将人从生死轮回当中拯救出来，
if one's going to,
不应该遵守他们，也不能把他们当成权威。
Right. We have no right to become a father or a mother.Or a husband, or a spiritual master, unless we can deliver the dependent from birth and death.
如果不能把依赖自己的人从生死当中拯救出来，就无权当父亲、母亲、丈夫以及老师。
And if we take that position, if we become the spiritual master, or the husband, or the father, or the wife.And we cannot deliver our dependent, then we get punished for that. And the punishment is we may be put into the wheel of birth and death.
如果一个人他成为了他担当了这样的地位，就是丈夫、父亲、母亲，或者是老师，但是却不能把依赖他的人从生死轮回当中拯救出来。他将为此而受到惩罚，这个惩罚就是他自己就会卷入生死轮回当中。
So we have to accept these responsibilities honestly. We have to meet the responsibility and fulfill our commitment to the dependents.
因此一个人应该，我们应该诚实的来接受这担当这些责任。
Then Lord Rishabhdev begins to speak about himself. He says, my body looks like an ordinary human being, but actually my body is Satchidananda. It's transcendental.
接着 Rishabhdev 就谈到了他自己。他说，我的身体看上去像人类的身体，但是它是 Satchidananda, 是超然的躯体。
He said, I took this body by my own desire. I was not forced to take this body.
他说，我是按照自己的意愿来接受了这个身体，我并非是被迫接受了这个身体。
And I always think about the welfare or the situation of my devotees. I always want to try to help my devotees.
他说，我永远都在想着我的奉献者的福祉，我永远都在想着如何能帮助他们。
My heart is full of devotional service. I want to serve my devotees.
我的内心充满了奉献服务，我想服务我的奉献者们。
So that's why I'm Rishabhdev, and I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
因此，我是 Rishabhdev, 是至尊性格神手。
So Lord Rishabhdev is describing his position to his sons. He's telling them that he is actually the Lord.
就这样，主 Rishabhdev 在告诉自己的儿子们他的地位，他是主。
So because his body is spiritual, if somebody is not a devotee, they cannot understand the activities of Lord Rishabhdev.
他身体是灵性的，而非奉献者却不能明白他的活动。
Like Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita,Foolish people think I'm an ordinary person. They do not know my transcendental nature.
就像主 Krishna 在薄伽梵歌当中所述，愚人他们以为我是普通人，他们不明白我的超然本质。
So Lord Rishabhdev has the same problem. Many people look at him and they think he's an ordinary person. They think his body is material, but it's not. It's spiritual.
主 Rishabhdev 也遇到同样的问题，普通人将他看，一般人把 把他看成一个普通的人，以为他有个物质身体，但实际上他拥有的是灵性的身体。
So then Lord Rishabhdev tells his sons that you are all born from my heart, which is, and from my heart comes all the spiritual qualities.
主 Rishabhdev 又告诉自己的儿子们，你们都生于我的心内心，你们都拥有灵性的品质。
So we may find this difficult to understand. How could we be born? How could the sons be born from the heart?
我们可能就觉得这个太难理解了。儿子怎么是能从内心生，从心生出来的呢？
Usually we think of the sons coming from the through the genital of the man and imparting into the womb of the wife, and then this way the son is born.
一般，人们就会想，这个孩子的出生就是由男子的这个性器官和妻子结合，然后在妻子的子宫当中生下了自己的后代。
So, where does the heart come in? How is it possible that they're born from the heart?
那这里又怎么说到？他的儿子们是生于他的心呢。
But it's the consciousness, it's the feeling of the heart which will determine the body of the child.
但实际上是知觉，是内心的感觉决定了他所生的孩子。
Yeah, the feelings of that's why when people want to have a child, they should do a religious ceremony and they should take the shelter of the holy name and purify their heart. Then they get a good child.
想生孩子的人，因此他们会举行宗教仪式，唱诵圣名来净化自己的内心，这样才能得到优秀的孩子。
Just last night, Gadadhar's wife delivered a son.
就在昨天晚上 ，Gadadhar 的妻子生了一个孩子，男婴。
Yeah. So because they're both devotees, so they got a nice child.
因为他们夫妻两个都是优秀奉献者，所以有一个优秀的儿子。
And one Narayana Pandit Prabhu in Shanghai, he checked the astrological chart of the child and said, oh, it's very nice, very good.
Narayana Pandit 就查看了这个他们的孩子的星象图，就发现这孩子是很好，他的星象图。
Your son will have a good interest in the scriptures.
他就告诉这夫妻两个，你们的儿子会对经典非常感兴趣。
So in the same way, Lord Rishabhdev, he conceived 100 sons in the womb of his wife, and some of these sons, they were very great devotees.
同样的，主 Rishabhdev 就在他妻子的子宫当中就孕育了100个儿子，有些儿子是伟大的奉献者。
Right. We have the nine Yogendras who travel around preaching the Srimad Bhagavatam.
其中有九位 Yogendra, 他们在全世界旅行传播圣典摩迦坛。
And 81 of the brothers all became brahmanas, high class brahmanas.
还有81个儿子都成为了高阶层的 brahmana.
And the eldest son, Bharat,He's a very great devotee.
而他们当中的长子老大 Bharat 是一位伟大的奉献者。
And other 9 sons, they become the rulers, the kings, great Kshatriya, powerful kings to rule the planet.
还另外剩下的九个儿子是非常强有力的统治者，成为了国王 Kshatriya 统治着星球。
So they get the qualities, the child's qualities come from the heart of the father.
孩子的品质是来源于父亲的心。
So Lord Rishabdev tells the sons, all that he says, that you should accept your eldest brother, Bharat, and he's very advanced in devotional service, and you should serve him. You should assist him.
主 Rishabdev 就告诉他们的儿子，他们应该接纳他们的长兄 Bharat，把他，因为他是一个非常进步的奉献者，从事奉献服务，剩下的儿子都应该服务他们的长兄，来协助他。
And if you will serve him, then that will also be service to me, and it will also help in running and ruling, taking care of all the people in the kingdom.
如果你们服务他，就等于是在服务我。如果你们服务了他，就是在帮助他来照料所有的臣民。
嗯、So Bharat Maharaj was very special. He's to be the ruler of the planet. So that's why sometimes they call India, even today, they call India as the Bharat Varsha.
因此 ，Bharat 是一位非常特殊的灵魂。他统治着整个这个星球，至今呢，印度仍有人把印度称为 Bharat Varsha。
Yeah, named after this Bharat Maharaj, the son of Rishabdev.
嗯，这个就是以 Bharat Maharaj， 就是 Rishabdev 的儿子，以他的名字而命名的。
So the ruler, the king, the ruler person in charge is very important because.Just like Krishna came to encourage the battle of Kurukshetra because he wanted Maharaj Yudhisthira to rule. He didn't want Duryodhana, he didn't want the sons of Dhritarashtra ruling. He wanted Maharaj Yudhisthira to rule.
因此一个国王，一个统治者，管理者是非常重要的。嗯，就当 Krishna在显现的时候，他希望 Yudhisthira Maharaj 作为管统治者，他不希望 Dhritarashtra 的儿子 Duryodhana 成为统治者。
When you have materialistic people ruling the planet, then it becomes very bad, becomes very chaotic.
如果一个物质主义者统治着这个星球，那么这个局面就是非常糟糕，就一片混乱。
嗯。So this way you can see Lord Rishabdev is arranging everything so that he can give up his responsibilities and take up spiritual practice.
我们可以看到 Rishabdev 他就这样在安排着一切，好放弃他的职责，来专心的从事灵修。
So then Lord Rishabdev goes on to describe.How he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he said that he even is superior even to Brahma. But he says, although I'm the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I'm very inclined to the Brahmanas. I like the Brahmanas. The Brahmanas are the best of all, of everyone.
接着 Rishabdev 又进一步说他自己是至尊性格神首，甚至他的地位甚至比 Brahma 还要高。嗯，他自己也有倾向，他喜欢 Brahmana， 而这 Brahmana 是所有人类当中的佼佼者。
Now Rishabdev was saying Bharat should be the ruler, but Bharat has to take instruction from the Brahmanas.
Rishabdev 就说。Bharat 应当成为统治者，但是 Bharat 也应该接受 Brahmana 们的教导，接受他们的意见。
When we say Brahmana, we don't just mean people born Brahmana, we mean people who are devotee Brahmana.
当我们说 Brahmana 的时候，不是指那些生于 Brahmana 家庭的人，而是指的。Brahmana 奉献者们。
So, Lord Rishabhdev is explaining how the Brahmanas are the real head of the society. And the Brahmanas are even worshipped by the Supreme Lord Himself.
Rishabhdev 描述 Brahmana 是社会的头脑, 甚至连至尊主本人都崇拜 Brahmana.
Of course, Brahmana means they have the qualities of the Brahmana, and they work like Brahmanas.
而 Brahmana 是指的他们有着 Brahmana的品质, 以及他们从事的是 Brahmana的工作。
So the Brahmanas are always dear to Lord Krishna. We know the verse, right? Namo Brahmana Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha, Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya, Govindaya, Namo Namaha. But two people are very dear to Krishna, the cows and the Brahmanas.
那我们都知道 那个Brahmana 是对于主 Krishna 非常亲切的人 刚才就是Mara说的这个师姐 大家都知道 有两件 有两种事物 是Krishna特别喜欢的 一个是母牛 另外一个是Brahmana们
So Lord Rishabhdev said nobody is equal to or greater than the Brahmanas.
主 Rishabhdev 说，没有人和能够和 Brahmana 平等，也没有人比 Brahmana 更伟大。
So Lord Rishabhdev said, people like to do rituals and they offer food to me, and I eat it with satisfaction. But I get more pleasure from food that is offered to the Brahmanas.
主Rishabhdev又说到，人们喜欢做仪式，他们喜欢给我供奉食物，我吃了这些食物感到非常的满足。但是，如果Brahmana们吃了这些食物，我会得到更，从中得到更多的快乐。
Yeah, the best. So whenever we do a ritual, it's customary that we should first feed the Brahmanas. Because the Brahmanas, when you feed the Brahmanas, that is like feeding Krishna himself.
所以按照在仪式当中，仪式结束之后呢，根据习俗和传统，首先要给Brahmana们喂食。当给Brahmana们喂食，就相当于直接在给主 Krishna 在喂食。
Because the Brahmanas are the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
因为Brahmana们是至尊性格神首的代表。
So we like to, that is the culture, the etiquette, that first feed the Brahmanas and then you feed the other people.
这个是文化。 也是礼仪，就首先要给Brahmana们，让Brahmana进餐，然后再接下来是其他人进餐。So
when people should be guided by the Brahmanas, and the Brahmanas will guide them according to the teachings of the scriptures like Bhagavad Gita.
人民应该得到Brahmana的指导，而Brahmana们是按照 像《国家梵歌》这样的圣典来指导人民。
When people are given nice grains to eat when they're properly fed, they will be healthy and happy and strong.
当人们得到了很好的谷物的时候，他们进食之后就能变得健康、快乐和身体健壮。
And their minds will be peaceful.
他们会有平和的心意。
Then it's easy for them to advance in spiritual life.
这样他们就能在灵性生活当中取得好长足的进步。
So the Brahmana's duty is to study the Vedas. They have to study the Vedas and they have to teach according to the Vedas.
Brahmana 的职责就是研究学习韦达经，他们也会按照韦达经的教导去教导去教导其他人。
They should be in the mode of goodness.
他们应当处于善良属性。
And the Brahmanas themselves are the personification. They should be the personification of the Vedas.
而 Brahmana 自身应当成为韦达经的人格化身。
They have to control their mind and senses.
他们应当控制自己的感官与心意。
They must be truthful.
应当真诚。
They must be merciful.
他们应该仁慈。
And they should understand also the position of the Supreme Lord in relation to the living entities.
他们应当明白生物至尊主和生物体的关系。
These are qualities of the Brahmana.
这些是婆罗门的品质。
So you don't become a Brahmana just only by birth or just by initiation. You have to have the qualities of the Brahmana.
不应当仅仅是依靠自己的出身，或者是仅仅通过启迪就成为 Brahmana， 而应当是名副其实的拥有 Brahmana 的品质。
We have to practice. We have to get control of the mind and senses.
我们需要去修行，去努力控制感官，控制心意。
We should study the scriptures and learn the transcendental knowledge.
我们需要去研究经典，去学习超然的知识。
And when we develop these qualities, then naturally we become very dear to the Supreme Lord.
当我们发展出这样的品质之后，自然而然的就会对主而言是非常亲切的。
So Lord Rishabhdev is explaining his position. He said, you know, I'm the Supreme Lord. I'm above Lord Brahma. I'm much greater than Indra. I'm the king of all the planets, the heavenly planets also. I'm king of all these places.
主持 Shabdev 就解释了他自己的地位，他说我的地位甚至高于主 Brahma， 高于 Indra， 我是所有天堂和所有星球的统治者。
But still the Brahmanas, they don't come to me to get material comforts.
但是 Brahmana 们他们不会到我这里来寻求物质的舒适。
They're not eager to possessmaterial things.
他们并不渴求对物质事物的拥有。
They just like to do devotional service.
他们只想从事奉献服务。
So they don't ask me for anything. Why would they ask anybody else?
他们不会像我这里寻求这些事物，他们也不会向其他人寻求这些事物。
So, if people were, if we really want to go back to Godhead, we have to become detached from all this material opulence and material sense gratification.
如果我们真的希望回归神首的话，要不依附这些物质的富裕。不依附感官享乐。
The most dangerous things in the path of advancement is wealth and the opposite sex.
在进步的道路上最危险的两件事物，一个是财，一个是色，富裕和异性。
So brahmanas have to be very pure in their actions and in their mind.
因此 brahmana 他们的内心和活动都需要必须是非常纯粹的。
You use the body, the mind, and the words for the service of the Supreme Lord.
他们应当运用自己的身口意来服务主。
So, Lord Shabdev encourages his sons, don't ever be envious of anyone.
主 Rishabdev 鼓励自己的儿子们不要嫉妒任何生物。
He tells his sons, remember, I am in the heart of all living entities. So you should respect all living entities.
他告诉他们，你们要记住，我处于一切生物的内心，因此你们应当尊重一切生物。
Because Lord Shabdev is saying he's the Supreme Lord, so the Supreme Lord is in the heart of all living entities. So he tells his sons, you respect everyone because I'm in everyone's heart.
主 Rishabdev 因为他主 Rishabdev 说他自己是至尊主，因为至尊主又处于所有众生的内心，因此他让他的儿子们要尊重所有的生物。
Now some people, they think, oh, God's only in the heart of the poor people. they think the poor people are God. God is in their heart. But God is in the heart of everyone, whether they're rich or poor.
有些人以为神只在穷人的心中，但是这种观点是不对的。神既在穷人的心中，也在富人的心中，在每一个生物的心中。
So we should see all living entities equally, and act with them in the proper way.
因此，我们应当对所有的一切众生都一视同仁，并且以正确的方式来相应的对待他们。
Not that they're God, but they're part and parcel of the Supreme.
他们并不是神，他们是神的所属部分。
So we should be very careful to use the senses in the proper manner for devotional service and not for sense gratification.
我们当小心的、正确的来使用感官，让感官从事服务，而不应该让感官从事于享乐。
So Lord Rishabdev was instructing his sons, but at the same time he was instructing everyone. Actually, his sons were already very advanced, very self-realized souls. But Lord Rishabdev was instructing them just so that everybody else could learn and hear how he instructed them. It would set an example for everyone.
主 Rishabdev 在教导自己的儿子们，但实际上他在教导每一个人，因为他的儿子们已经都是进步了的自我觉悟的灵魂，而人人都应当学习这些教导，聆听这些教导，并且他也给世人树立的榜样。
Just like Krishna instructed Arjuna, not just to instruct Arjuna, but to instruct everyone.
正像主 Krishna他教导了阿尔朱呢，但实际上这教导是针对所有的人的。
So after Lord Rishabdev instructed his sons and everyone, then Lord Rishabdev retired from the world. And although he was still living at home, he was completely detached from the material world.
主与圣父教导了自己的儿子之后，就准备从这个世界当中退隐出去。虽然他仍然在家中生活，但他已经不依附这个物质世界了。
He completely renounced everything, and he looked just like a madman, because he would go around naked, and his hair would be a mess, and he was just so detached from everything.
他已经主日圣对我现在已经完全的弃绝了一切了，他看上去就像一个疯子。而且他会裸体，然后他的头发呢就纠结纠缠在一起。他现在已经弃绝了一切。
So he retired from family life, but for some time he was still living with his family. But even though he was living with his family, he was like this. He was like a madman.
他现在呢？就是已经弃绝家庭生活了，但他仍然是跟家人一起居住在一起，生活在一起，但他就像一个疯子一样。
This stage of life is sometimes, this is what we call an avadut. Avaduta means he does not belong to any position in the society. He's not a Brahmin or a Kshatriya or a Vaishya or a Sudra. He's completely above all this.
这个阶段被称为 Avadut 阶段，就是他不属于任何社会地位，并不属于 Brahmana、Kshatriya、Vaishya 或 Sudra， 他完全超越了这一些地位。
Sometimes it appeared that he was blind, sometimes he was like deaf, sometimes he was like a dumb man.
有时候呢，他好像是一个盲人。有时候又像一个聋子，有时候像个哑巴。
Sometimes he was like a ghost, just like a madman.
有的时候像鬼魂，有的时候呢就像正像一个疯子。
And people would often call him all these names. They'd call him madman, but he would just ignore them. He wouldn't speak to anyone.
有 人们呢就会用这些 称号来呼唤他，叫他，称呼他是一个疯子，但是他不会理睬这些人，他好像就他也不说话。
So we only have a few Avadutas. We have like Sukadeva Goswami, he was also Avaduta. Lord Nityananda, he was Avaduta.
我们还有几个 Avaduta 的例子。Sukadeva Goswami 是一个 Avaduta， 主 Nityananda 也是 Avaduta。
They're fully meditating on the Supreme Lord in their heart.
全部于冥想内心真主。
So he has nothing to do with the material world.
他跟这个物质世界没有任何关系。
So in this way, Lord Rishabhdev, he went everywhere. He traveled all over the world. He went to all different places, cities and villages and countryside.
主 Rishabhdev 呢，他就现在四处的旅行，他去了城市、村庄。
Sometimes he'd be in the forest, sometimes he would be in hermitages or ashrams.
有时候他去森林，有时候又进入一所修院，有时候又进入了一个 ashram.
So wherever he went, so many bad things seemed to happen to him. People were threatening him, and some people were beating him.Some people would pass urine on him and spit on him.
无论他去哪里，就会有那些不好的事情发生在他身上。有的人就会威胁他，有的人会殴打他，还有的人就向他朝他 撒尿，还有的人呢就朝他吐痰。
Sometimes people would throw things at him. That sometimes they throw stones. Sometimes they throw dust. Sometimes they'd even throw stool at him.
有的人有时候他们朝他扔东西，有的是扔石头，有的时候是朝他扔尘土，还有的呢是甚至把那个粪便朝他身上泼洒。
So wherever he went, people would give him a lot of trouble, but he didn't worry about it. He didn't get disturbed by it.
人们就给他制造各种各样的麻烦，但是他并不担心这些事情，丝毫没有受到打扰。
Because he was so much on the spiritual platform, he was not attached to the body. He didn't worry about these material insults.
他完全处在灵性的层面上，不依附这个躯体，也对这物质的这个侮辱无动于衷。
And like this, he walked around the world, going everywhere.
他就这样在全世界环游全世界。
He didn't worry about pain or pleasure. It didn't affect him.
他并不担心这些痛苦以及快乐，这些都丝毫影响不到他。
So he was situated on the completely transcendental to the body.
他现在就是完全处在超越了躯体的层面上。
But actually, physically, he was very attractive. He was very powerfully built. He had long arms and big, broad shoulders, and his face was very attractive.
但实际上呢，他身体的容貌是非常有魅力的，吸引人的。他有着优雅的身材，长长的臂膀，宽阔的胸膛，他的相貌是非常的英俊。
He was so good looking that even married women, when they saw him, they were attracted to him.
他相貌是这样英俊，甚至吸引了已婚妇女的心。
So, so his body was up, but at the same time his body was dirty. He didn't take care of it.
与此同时呢，他的身体呢又是很肮脏的，因为他也不在乎、不理睬自己的这个身体。
It was like he was being haunted by a ghost.
就好像他被鬼魂附体了一样。
So he got a bit tired of people because people were getting angry at him.So, sometimes he would just stay in one place. He would become like a python. He would take the behavior of a python. Python just stays in one place. He just doesn't move. So sometimes Rishabdev would do like that.
He now is exhausted from the people, because the people will be angry at him.愤怒，他现在就停留在一处。他现在呢，就是采取了蟒蛇的生活方式。蟒蛇呢，就会不移动、不动。Rishabdev 现在就像蟒蛇一样。
And it describes Srimad Bhagavatam describes that he laid down in one place, he stayed in that place, and he ate there, and he drank there, and he even passed stool and urine in that same place.And he would roll in the stolen urine.
圣典博加瓦大人现在就描述说，他会躺在一个地方， 在 一处吃喝拉撒，他甚至在自己的粪便和尿液当中打滚。
So when he did like this, then materialistic people would not trouble him. They would stay away from him.
当他这样做的时候呢，物质主义者就不会前来打扰他。
There was no need for him to travel, so he was just stay in one place.
他不需要，现在他不需要旅行，所以他就停留在一个地方。
So although he was in his own stool and urine, the stool and urine was actually, it was so fragrant, it had a beautiful smell. It didn't have a foul smell, it was a very pleasant smell.
虽然呢，他就在自己的粪便和尿液当中打滚，但是这些他的粪便和尿液呢，实际上是芳香的，是散发着一个非常好闻的味道。
So we can see how he was really transcendental, that even his stool and urine was very pure.
所以我们可以看到他是非常超然的，即便他的粪便和尿液也都是纯粹的、纯净的。
Just like cow's stool is purifying.
就像母牛的牛粪是净化的。
So Lord Rishabhdev was doing like this. He would lay sometimes like animals, just like a cow or a deer. They would just stay in one place.
主 Rishabhdev 他现在就是这样，他会躺在一个地方，有的时候呢，就像母牛和鹿一样。
So ordinary people, they could not understand his behavior. But he was cheating them by doing like this.
普通人就不理解他，但实际上他这么做是为了欺骗他们。
So Lord Rishabhdev, this was his activities. He was a fully liberated soul. He was, oh, he's the Supreme Lord. So of course he's liberated.
这就是主 Rishabhdev 的活动，他是解脱了灵魂，因为他是至尊主，他一定是解脱了的。
So sometimes Lord Rishabhdev would show symptoms of ecstatic love, like crying and laughing and shivering.
有时候，主 Rishabhdev 他会展示狂喜的爱。他会哭笑，有时候会浑身颤抖。
And all the mystic powers were also given to him. He could have had the power if he wanted. He could travel in the air and he could go through space. But he didn't like to do these things.
他也拥有了，他也拥有玄秘的力量。如果他想希望的话，他可以在空气当中。甚至在外太空旅行，但是他并不喜欢这样。
Because he is an expansion of Lord Vasudev, so he has all these mystic powers, but he doesn't want to use them.
他是主 Vasudev 的扩展，所以自然而然的就拥有这些玄秘功能，但是他并不希望来使用它们。
He just wants to do devotional service to Krishna.
他只想为 Krishna 从事奉献服务。
So he's crying and laughing that this is all due to his love for Krishna.
他会哭泣，也会大笑，这都是由于他对主 Krishna 的爱。
Okay, we'll stop here.
好，那我们讲课部分就到这里。
Any questions?
Hare Krishna. Good day. 您是有奉献者关心您说听起来好像有点感冒了。
对，晚上，因为今天特别热。 可是也有时候也吓有，有时候 when do 改变很大
啊。有时候下雨之后就很凉是吗？
对，
所以您多保重。
对，我就需要多喝水。
好的。好，那我们看看那个今天的问题。稍等啊，我关一下门。现在 我儿子在弹琴，声音太大了。我们看一下，上周亚木纳提拉玛达基周一的时候留下了一个问题。顶拜咕噜，今天的课很受益，在灵修生活中经常想自己安静灵修，也很需要安静灵修，多自省多思考，但通过一些教导知道要和奉献者联谊，要传播，但时间其实很有限，如何把握好既增加内在修灵修力量又避免走向非人格呢？感恩咕噜的仁慈。 Hare Krishna。
How to not become an impersonalist?
She wants to sometimes be introspective, but she wants to increase the spiritual practice. But at the same time, there's a need to also preaching. So she wants to know how she cannot become an impersonalist.
Well, you preach according to the scriptures.You chant Hare Krishna. You preach everything according to the scriptures, according to our philosophy. You won't become an impersonalist.
您按照经典来传教，唱诵 Hare Krishna， 这样就按照只要按照经典去传教，就不会成为一个非人格主义者。
Preach about devotion to Krishna. That will protect you from becoming an impersonalist.
您只传教对 Krishna 的奉献服务，这就能保护您不至于变成非人格的。
Impersonalism is dry philosophy. Impersonalism means a lot of extreme renunciation, makes the heart very hard. But Bhakti Yoga was the opposite.
非人格的哲学是非常枯燥的哲学，它就是极它的气绝是达到非常极端的，这使人的内心的变得非常的坚硬，就跟 Bhakti 就恰恰相反了。
You preach devotional service, your heart will become soft. Because devotional service means we have to show compassion for others.We should be compassionate to the others and think about their welfare, concern for them, try to think how to give them Krishna consciousness.
对，只奉献服务就是会使人的内心非常柔软，因为人这时候就有着怜悯之心，他就会对关心众生的福祉给予别的人，想着怎么给予别人 Krishna 直觉。
So devotional service is very, very different, very totally different mood from impersonalism, the impersonal path. The devotional service is based on hearing and chanting.And associating with devotees, but impersonalism is based on meditation and isolation, not mixing with people.
奉献服务不同于非人格主义的道路。 他的心态是完全不同，截然相反的。奉献服务是基于聆听、唱诵、联谊，但是非人格主义他们是建立在冥想以及就是独处，他们不喜欢跟世人混在一起。
Impersonalists say they go away from the world, but devotees stay in the world. They go stay in the world and try to give a relate everything into Krishna's service.
非人格主义呢？他们是消极避世的，他们就想逃避世俗人。但是奉献服务呢，是跟这个世界是息息相关的，他们想为 Krishna 从事奉献服务。
Impersonalists say the world is unreal, everything is false, only the Brahman is true. But devotee says Krishna is true, and devotional service is true, and the material world is Krishna's energy, we should use it for Krishna's service.
非人格主义声称这世界是不真实的，只有 Brahman 是真实的。而奉献者说，奉献服务说 Krishna 是真实的，奉献服务是真实的，物质世界是 Krishna 的能量。
Yes. Is it clear, Chinchula Ma? 你明白怎么能不能变成非人格？Can you understand how to be a devotee, how not to be an impersonalist?
Guru 就问这位妈妈吉，现在明不明白明不明白奉献服务和非人格的区别？怎么能不成为不是陷于非人格主义？
好的，我们来看下一个今天的问题。Chandra Vilasini Madaji 深深的顶拜顾顶拜所有奉献者感恩顾路甜美的讲课我与非奉献者相处时说真话阅人宜人娓娓动听语言和说赞美鼓励的语言有什么区别我与奉献者在一起做服务相处时该怎么说话最好呢是否需要多说些赞美鼓励他人的话就是他跟非奉献者相处的时候就是说娓娓动听的语言和这个赞美鼓励的语言有什么区别然后跟奉献者在一起应该如何说话
She wants to know if she deals with those non-devotees. So what's the difference between those pleasing words and those praising words? And also how to speak with a devotee? What kind of words should we, she speak using the words to devotees?
You said pleasing and praising, is it?
Yes, yes.
What's the difference between
Some those that's very moving to the others felt very pleasant listening to her words. Also,She wants to know, yes, sometimes she wants to speak the truth, also very nice words to the others. Praising. In, 我也不太明白。这个，姑姑说，这个宜人悦人、动听和赞美有什么区别？
Pleasing and praising. Well, when we speak, we should speak the truth. That we should cultivate the mode of goodness, right? In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna describes in the mode of goodness, speaking words which are truthful and pleasing. So a devotee has to learn to be able to speak the truth and at the same time to speak it in such a way that it is pleasing.
所以我们应该说真话，应该培养善良属性。在佛教梵歌当中呢，主 Krishna 说，我们应当说话，说话是真实的话，但同时呢，就是说话的方式是一种令人愚人悦人的方式来说真话。
However, Prabhupada said, if you're doing preaching work, then you're not required to follow that etiquette.
然而施勒巴巴哈说，如果您在从事的是一种 传道活动的话，传播活动的话，就不需要遵守 这种礼仪了。
We can simply speak. It may not be pleasing, but we can speak the truth.
可能我们说的话并不是宜人悦人，但是我们说的是真理。
But we should speak the truth.
但是我们应当讲真话。
But if you're going to preach to somebody, they have to accept you as their authority. If they do not accept you as their guide, as their authority, then you don't waste your time trying to preach to them.
倘若您向其他人传教的话，对方必须把您接受为他们的权威，并且能够接受您的指导，否则的话，对他们传教就是浪费时间了。
So, speaking, sometimes, of course, when you're speaking to non-devotees, when you're doing business, maybe you're talking to a customer or a client, and you want to please them, and so you may have to speak words which are nice, praising them.
对于非奉献者呢，在做生意的时候，跟客户打交道的时候，您可以说一些讨好他们的话，赞美他们的话，说一些美好的语言。
Prabhupada was very expert in speaking to people. Sometimes he could call people. One time Prabhupada was giving the lecture in India.And he gave a lecture how people today are like hogs and dogs and camels and asses.
Prabhupada 是特别擅长善于讲话的，使用词令的。有一次呢，他在印度讲课的时候呢，他就称呼人们是猪、狗、骆驼和驴子。
So Prabhupada gave the lecture, and the people all laughed, and they liked very much, and they enjoyed, and they thanked Prabhupada for the wonderful lecture.
那下面呢，听他讲课的讲课的人们都哄堂大笑，都非常享受他称呼他们是这些驴子、狗啊，还有骆驼和猪，他们特别喜欢他的讲课。而且他们对他表示非常的感激，都觉得他给了一场精彩的讲课。
So Prabhupada came back after the lecture and he said to his servant, he said, you see, I called them all dogs, hogs, camels and asses, and they have clapped and they have applauded, they have appreciated.
帕回来之后呢，就对他的仆人们说，你们看，我称呼他们是猪、狗、骆驼和驴子，他们呢对我都表示非常的 赞赏，并且鼓掌欢呼。
Yeah. So, Prabhupada could do these kind of things. We may not be able to do these things.
帕帕德可以这样去称呼，就是这么说话，但是我们不能这么说话。
You know, as a mother, you can speak the truth to your children.And they will have to, they should accept whatever you tell them.
作为母亲，您可以对自己的儿子们讲真话，他们能够可以接受您。
But obviously when you deal with your client, when you deal with your clients, your customers, you have to speak with them in a different way. They're not your children.You have to get their trust, get their confidence.
那显然呢，您跟客户讲话就不能这么讲话了，就不能把他们当做自己的孩子一样讲话。您对他们的说话，应该赢得他们的信任。
In the same way, when we're preaching.You have to be careful how you speak. If you speak too strongly or too much or too heavy criticism, then people may be frightened. They may be scared and go away. But if you can be nice to them and make friendship with them, then it can help to make them devotee.
同样我们在传教的时候要非常小心。如果过于强势采取非常强烈的这种批评的话，就会吓坏他们，把他们吓跑。应该很好的跟他们说话，建立友谊，把他们成为奉献者。
Yeah, you're not a guru. You're not trying to. The guru's job is to find the fault. The spiritual master's job is to find the fault. You're not spiritual master.You're a devotee and you're a preacher. You want to make friends, so speak nicely to people.
您不是孤儒，孤儒可以挑错，因为他是灵性导师。但您呢是奉献者，所以您在传教的过程当中，应该与别人交朋友，跟他们好好说话。
So people are very affected by how you speak and the words you speak. So you have to judge yourself how people react to the words you're saying.
人们就因为我们的说话方式还有使用的言辞而受到影响，所以您得自己判断，通过人们对您所说的话使用的言语的反应。来自己做出判断。
You have to judge by the results.
要按照这个结果来判断，使用的这种词语。
Okay.
Hare Krishna. Good day. 我们下今天问题好多，我们来看下一个问题。小草毛大吉，请问咕噜，为什么 Brahma 的星球没有痛苦和恐惧，而我们地球有这些呢？是因为生活在地球的灵魂不洁净，所以必须痛苦和恐惧吗？或者有别的原因？顶拜您。
This Mother G, she said.Why? 在 Brahma 的星球上没有痛苦是吗？
对，是的。
There's no suffering on Brahma's planet because it's the highest planet in the universe. Because it's so people in the highest planet, they're very very pious. You don't get to that planet if you're sinful. the people in Brahma's planet are all very pious, so they're without sin, so there's no suffering there. And another reason is their bodies are also subtle. They don't have the physical earth bodies like what we have on this planet.
因为，Brahma 的星球是这个宇宙间最高级的、最高的星球、最崇高的星球。那里的人们全是虔诚的人，从就没有罪恶，因此他们就不会是痛苦。而且呢，他们的身体、他们的躯体是相对来说是非常精微的，没有像我们这样的这个世俗的这么粗糙的这个俗人的躯体，不像我们这个星球上。
第二部分，他的问题是什么？
第二，
是因为，对，是因为我们生活在地球上的这些灵魂不洁净吗？必须承受这些痛苦和恐惧吗？
Is it because we are not pure? We are living in this this earth, so do we, that we have to suffer.
Well, this planet Earth is where we're earning our karma. We're getting our karma here. If we do good karma, you go up to the higher planets, and if we do bad karma, we go down. So this is the place where we're earning karma.
这个地球是我们就是我们为自己制造 karma 的业报之地。如果做了前程活动就晋升，如果做了罪恶活动就往下坠落。
You go up to Brahma Loka, you have to have a lot of very, very, very good karma.
要想去 Brahma Loka 就需要大量大量的这种好的 karma。
Brahma is the most pious person.
Brahma 是最虔诚的，是最虔诚的人。
下一个问题。
下一个问题还是小草妈大吉的问题，请问 Guru， Gopal Kumar 是稳达文的牧牛童，他已经很完美了，为什么还要当 Indra Brahma 呢？他是聆听了那个早上的那个讲课。
Okay. Gokumar was traveling and he went there. He wanted to go to the higher planets. He went there to heavenly planets. He went to Tachaloka. When he went there, he got these positions. He found out what it was like. He actually got the position of being Indra, and then he got the position to be Brahma. So he could experience what it was like to be in these positions.
那 Gopal Kumar 呢？他旅行就去了高等的星宿，去了天堂 Satya Loka。他之所以就从事这种地位啊，是因为他想体验在这些地位上是一种什么样的感觉。
He was endeavoring, he wanted to meet the Lord of the Universe, and he wanted to develop his relationship with the Lord of the Universe. And when he became Indra, then he got to have more relationship. And when he became Brahma, he got to have even more relationship.
他在努力，因为他在寻找宇宙之主，想跟宇宙之主建立一种关系。当他成为了 Indra 之后呢，他跟主就有了更进一步的关系。当他担任了 Brahma 地位的时候，一职的时候，他跟主的关系就更近。
When he became Indra, he was with Lord Vamanadeva. Lord Vamanadeva would be personally with him many times. He'd get a lot of association. When he became Lord Brahma, he got to have a lot of contact with the Mahapurush. Mahapurush is the form of the Lord in Brahma Loka.
当他在天堂的时候呢，他就跟 Vamanadeva 有了更多的亲身的联谊。而当他成为了 Brahma 之后呢， 他和 Brahma Loka 上的主至尊主 Mahapurusha 也都有更多更进一步的接触。
OK， 下一个问题。
好的，下一个问题，穿着维拉斯尼，他这儿有两个问题。第一个，我平常聆听了很多讲课，读了很多书籍，都没有完全理解运用好经典知识，是不是因为没有向所有的众生顶拜，也就是不谦卑导致的不理解经典，而且没有完全运用好经典的知识在工作和生活中呢？
Yes, it could be. It could be all of these things.
可能
It could be all of these things. You're reading the scriptures. You have to learn how to use this knowledge when you're preaching. But you're not really a preacher. You're working. You've got your job. You don't get a lot of time for preaching.
可能就您说的这些都是可能的。您读了经典，但是还没有正确的应用。您传教，但您的工，您不是一个传教士，您有自己的工作，您还得上班工作。
So that knowledge which you're getting from the scriptures is good. You keep reading, you get more knowledge, and in the future you get more opportunity to use it.
您从经典当中吸取这知识也是非常好的一件事情，这样呢？就将来就有机会能够利用这些知识。
It'd be good for you to give classes sometimes.
有的时候您讲课，这对您还很好。
You've been reading a lot of books. You have to share the knowledge you've got.
您读大量的书籍，那跟别人分享就是非常好的一件事。
So you should try to do more preaching work.
您当努力的更多的去做传教工作。
That will help you to use that knowledge which you've got from the scriptures.
这种传教就会帮助您就把经典当中的知识活学活用。
下一个问题。
好的，下一个问题。经典当中说随时想着 Krishna 用言语心意和躯体活动为 Krishna 做服务，那我随时想到 Guru 想到圣恩帕布帕德没有想到 Krishna 效果是不是一样的呢？
一样，没问题，可以。下一个问题。
好的，下一个还是陈哲维拉斯尼马达吉，请教 Guru， 我现在还没有发展出您刚讲到的 Brahma 的品质，那我做奉爱服务是不是没怎么取悦 Krishna？ 取悦 Krishna 的程度非常低，是这样吗？
The qualities of the Brahmana, the main thing is that you follow the four regulated principles. No meat, fish and eggs, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex, and chant 60.That's a good qualification for Brahmana. Other qualities you can develop.
就这个四项规范原则，不吃鱼肉蛋，不赌博，不服麻醉品，没有非法的性行为，唱念诵十六圈，就是发展婆罗门品质的一个很好的一个基础，从这个就衍生出其他的优秀品质。
When Prabhupada would give initiation, second initiation, he would just ask like that, are you following the four principles? Are you chanting 16 rounds? Okay. Then you can become Brahmana.
当时的 Prabhupada 给予二次启迪的时候，他就会问你有没有遵守这四项规范原则，有没有念诵十六圈，如果回答是肯定的话，他就会给予二次启迪。
Yeah, and the qualities will develop as you go on. As you practice Krishna consciousness gradually, you develop the qualities.
随着 逐步的进步，逐步的修习 Krishna 之觉，就会渐渐的发展出优秀品质。
Important things are like cleanliness and truthfulness.
重要的是真诚以及清洁。
So you try to keep these qualities. Try to be truthful and try to be clean.
因此，就您努力的就保持这两种两个这两。电视，一个是真诚，一个是洁净。
洁净。OK. Yes. 下一个问题。
好的，下一个问题。亚曼达提拉玛德吉，顶拜咕噜，顶拜翻译，请问咕噜，马哈巴拉特当中的巴拉特王指的是瑞沙巴王的儿子，还是杜山塔王的儿子呢？
Dushanta. I don't know. I'd have to see the context. What part? What? How they're speaking about him? What's he doing?
我不知道，我得看上下文。就是是怎么说到他的？以他的是什么活动？
There's a lot of things in the Mahabharata. It could be this Bharat. It could be the other Bharat.
在摩诃波罗托马哈巴拉特这本书当中有大量的内容，也可能是这位 Bharat， 也可能是另外一个 Bharat。
下一个问题。
好的，下一个问题。Divya Shakti Madhaji， 顶拜咕噜，感谢翻译。感官、心意和智性。都是有人格性的吗？他们是活跃的，还是是死的物质能量？
They're Ujjadanamlyam. They're material energy.
他们是物质能量。
But they get the energy, you see, within the senses.There's the power to activate the sense. Just like a dead body has eyes and they have hands and they have everything, but there's no feeling, there's no sensations in them. They can't do anything. The power of the senses is not there, although the organs are there, but the power to actually perceive knowledge is not there. The eyes can't see anything, we still have eyes, we still have a nose, we can't smell anything.Because it's no soul.
就是在感官当中有这种活动的能量，也在感官当中。正如在死尸当中也有眼睛、手，但是死尸呢却没有感觉，没有一种感情。但是，当这个灵魂在身体当中的时候呢？灵魂它就有这种这感官就能或就有力量，眼睛就能够看见，鼻子也能够闻到。
So that life, the living force in the senses, that comes from the soul.
这个感官当中的这种生命力是来自灵魂。
And at the time of death,That goes away with the soul.
在死亡之际，这个生命力就连同着跟随着灵魂就离开了这个躯体。
It's a good question. Interesting question.
这是一个非常好的问题，非常有意思的问题。
The senses are.They have consciousness.
感官有知觉，感官是有知觉的。
But where does that consciousness come? Actually, what is enjoying? It's not the senses that enjoy. It's the mind which enjoys. The senses don't enjoy. The pleasure is in the mind.
那 们是什么在享受呢？并不是感官在享受，而是心意在享受。这个享受的这种感觉是存在于心意当中。
The mind is the root of all the senses.
感官是一切，心意是所有感官的根源。
And so when we talk about enjoying with the senses, it's actually the mind which is enjoying. The senses are not really enjoying.
当我们说到感官享乐的时候呢，实际上享受的享乐的不是感官，享乐的是心意。
So it's all coming from the mind, from the subtle body. The subtle body is therefore connected there to theTo the senses.
所以是精微的躯体，精微的躯体是跟粗糙的躯体就有连接着的。
When we feel some pain, we feel the pain. The pain is actually in the mind. It's not in the body. The senses are not feeling the pain. It's the mind that's feeling the pain.
当我们感到痛苦的时候，感官不是感官在感觉痛苦，而是心意在感觉着痛苦。
OK， 下一个问题。
好，我们最后一个问题了。Gita Govinda Madaji。顶拜咕噜和翻译，请问主 Rishabhadeva 所展示的 Avaduta 的特征，是告诉我们当一个灵魂完全恢复灵性的身份后达到完美，也会有这样的特征吗？还是只有主和主特殊的伟大奉献者才会有这样的特征呢？
最后一部分，第二部分。So the first part is saying that is this the character, the Avaduta is the character of a pure devotee?
The character that's exhibited by Lord Rishabhadev, is it only, is it that, it's telling us that when a soul completely regains his spiritual identity and attain perfection, he can also have this kind of a characteristic, or only Lord and Lord's special great devotee have this kind of characteristic character.
Yes, this is a very special level of renunciation, this position of Avaduta. I said there were only three Avadutas practically in the history of the world, you know, and people like Lord Nityananda and Sukadeva Goswami, Rishabhadev.
Avaduta， 一个是Sukadeva Goswami、Nityananda， 包括还有Rishabhadev。
So it's a very unique situation, very special position. Not something we're supposed to imitate.
所以这是一种非常独一无二的特殊的地位，我们不能模仿。
But there are some people who do try to imitate.
但是确实有人试图模仿。
And their stool and urine is not, it's not fragrant.
这些模仿者的粪便和尿液是一点也不好闻，也不芳香。
So Lord Rishabhadev is exhibiting very special type of renunciation.
主 Rishabhdev 在展示一种特殊的气节。
And you can see how the people received it, what they thought of it. They were not very nice to him.
你们可以看到人们是怎么来来接纳他的，怎么来看待他的，他们对他一点也不好。
You can read in the 11th canto, it describes about the Brahmana from Avanti Desh. And the Brahmana, how he renounced the world and he became a sannyasi. He would go begging everywhere and people would do similar things. This has happened to Rishabhdev. They would do like that to him.
你们可以阅读圣典博迦瓦坛第十一篇有一个 Avanti Desh 的一个 Brahmana， 他气绝之后，他成为一个 Sannyasi， 然后他就乞讨，人们也对他才就是做了同样的事情，就跟对 Rishabhdev 这样。
Srila Prabhupada said it's good for devotees to go to beg, like in India, it's kind of sometimes they do like that, go begging, because that way you get used to people insulting you.And that's a good training in tolerance. When people are nasty and insulting to you, it trains you to be more tolerant.
Srila Prabhupada 就说，奉献者他们去乞讨，对他们是挺好的一件事。就在印度吧，就人们就习惯了。比如说，当去乞讨的时候呢，就会受到人们的侮辱，这就会锻炼一种容忍的心。当人们就对自己非常的不好，很恶劣的，很糟糕的时候呢，自己就会越来越发展出这种容忍。
Yeah. Okay. Well, 我们今天到这儿可以吗？再见。
好的，好的。Good day. 我们今天就到这里结束了，没有问题了。感恩您给我们甜美的解答。
感谢你们啊！晚安，
晚安。您也多喝一点果汁吧，应该对。
啊，对。现在好一点。
现在好一点，对，多休息。好的 ，Good day， 感恩您，好 ，Hare Krishna， 感恩 Guru Mahārāja 大吉
，Hare Krishna， 谢谢 Maharaj， 谢谢 Sati。